The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Mem Gimel. Today's daf is being studied in Shvat Avram Ben Esther. Baruch Hashem Terechanu Ben Eden. Fa'a Shalom Ki Ben Jami. Hatzlachat Binyamin Mordechai Ben Esther. Berfu'a Shalema.
Hana Chaya
Shoshana Bat.
Bat Shoshana Rose.
Bat Nitinan Mem Bet Amud Bet. Okay, rules. We're discussing the laws of Pigul. Pigul with the Kohen had a Mahshava on part of the Korban to eat it, let's say, or to do the service Chutzlas Mano. Now we're going to discuss certain parts of the Korban that Pigul does not apply. Number one, Komets. Okay, what's the Komets from the Mincha? Why doesn't it apply? It means, you took the Komets, al da'at to eat the leftovers past the Zman. Okay, so that's Pigul. He says, Eina ochelet the Komets mitchayev karet. If you ate the Komets, you're not going to be hayav karet. Ta'ama davar mishum she'en shem pigul hal le'inyan ze ela adava she'esh lo matir. The pigul is only on the item that becomes permissible. Which means, if you ate the shirayim, it'd be hayav. Because the Komets is matir the shirayim. But the Komets is not matir the Komets. The Komets is the matir. So you're not chayav on the matir. You're chayav on what the matir is matir on the shirayim. Kegon basar zevachim ve'emurehem shizirikat dam matira otam. Same thing, which means the zirikat dam is matir the emurim to go on the mizbeach. The zirikat dam is matir the kohanim to eat the meat. Haktara v'achida hakomets lomad zot en lo matir ela hu atzmo matir shel mincha. Shebaktarat hakomets niteret hamincha ba'achila. Aha, which means the komets itself is matir the mincha to be eaten. Lachen af im nitpagelam mincha, ena komets atzmo nechshav pigul lechayev karet al achilato. It is the matir itself. It's not matir something else. Understand? By zevachim, the dam is matir, the basar. So if I eat the basar, I'll be chayav karet, because it was pigul.
Yeah.
In this case also, if I was mefagil on the komets, and I ate the shirayim, I'm chayav. But if I eat the komets itself, that's not the item that makes pigul. It's mefagil, the shirayim, but it itself is the matir. Okay, what else? Vaketoret. What's ketoret? Ketoret is the incense that you bring every single day. Ketzad yesh machshevet pigul baketoret, mechevan she'en baketoret kim shtei avodot. I mean, what do you do in the ketoret? You just bring it to the mizbeah and you put it on the mizbeah. Ubehaktarata lo shekha machshevet pigul, shered lo notar davar. There's nothing left over, chutzas mano. You just put it on the mizbeah. Where's the pigul? You walk into the mizbeah and you put it on the mizbeah. Where's the chayach pigul? In which service of the ketoret? You're bringing it to the mizbeah. Sheholicha kol amenat laktira chutz zmana. That's the case of pigul. You walked into the mizbeah amenat to put it on the mizbeah past its time. That's the case. Okay. So why is the ketoret become pigul? Because ketoret is not matir anything. Ketoret is the item. So
like it's not the pshat. The ketoret is matir anything. The ketoret is the item. So if you ate the ketoret after this machshava, you're not chayav karet. Because that's all it is the ketoret. It's nothing else. Okay. But lebona. What's the lebona? That's the lebona of the kohanim, of the frankincense, of the mincha. Again, lebona is a matir. You put the levona on the mizbeah and it's matir the shirayim. But the levona itself, if you ate it, you're not going to be hayav pigul, because it is the matir. It's not the item that becomes mutar. Menhat kohanim. What's menhat kohanim? Okay, menhat kohanim is the mincha that a kohen brings. The law of a mincha of a kohen, it all goes on the mizbeah. There's no shirayim. So therefore, since the mincha of a kohen, let's say you did one of the services bepigul, and then the kohen ate it, there's no pigul because it's not matir anything. Nothing goes on the mizbeah. Understand? Yeah. There's nothing that is matir. Or for that matter, minchat kohen mashiach. That's the kohen gadol every day brings a minchat habitin. There's no leftovers of that korban. The whole thing goes on the mizbeah. So therefore, there's no pigul on it. I mean, if you had a machshevet pigul and you ate it, you're not going to be hayav karet.
There's no komets.
There's no komets. Everything goes on the mizbeah. Kalil totali, Pasuk says. What else? Vadam. Oh, the blood. Okay, well, you're right. The blood is the matir. Same logic. If you ate the blood,
right,
you're not going to be hayav karet to its pigul.
Right.
If you ate the meat, you'll be hayav, because that's what it's being matir. But the blood itself is the what?
Is the matir.
That is the matir. So therefore, you're not hayav pigul on the matir. Okay? Okay, very good. Vanisachim. Okay, nisachin that come along. Okay, a guy made a neder to bring just wine on the mizbeah. So the wine itself is not matir anything. So if you made pigul on that wine, there's no pigul. Okay, that's one case. However, the law is, according to this Mishnah, if let's say you brought zivachim and with nisachim, and you made pigul on the zivachim, the nisachim will become pigul. Because the zivachim are matir the nisachim. And therefore, if you drank the nisachim, it will be hayav. We're talking about a case where you just brought the nisachim alone. So it's not matir anything. But if you brought zivachim and nisachim, and you made pigul on the zivachim, the nisachim become pigul. That's what the mefarshim say. If you drank the nisachim, hayav karet, in that case. Because it was nitar from the zivach. Okay? The Rebbe Meir. That's the Shita Rebbe Meir. Good. HaMishnah kama lamedet shekon nesachim hakerebim bifnei atzmam en isur pigul hal alem nechayav karet ki en lem matir. Ulam nesachim abim mahmat zebach te kamar korban shekribum imo kod restana yachol lachol en pigul lechayav karet. She im pigul bezebach the becomes pigul as well. Good. והחמים אומרים, אף הבאים עם הבהמה. Well, even the נסחים that come with the בהמה, there's no פיגול. Why is there no פיגול? Oh, the בהמה is not מתיר them? He says, אין בכיר אתם משום קלט של איסור פיגול. Why? החמים סוברים שאפילו בנסקי זבח, that you brought with the זבח, אין הזבח נשב כמתיר. Why? Because you don't have to bring it right away. Halakha, you can bring it 10 days later. Yeah, the nesachim for a bema when you bring. So therefore, it's not the pshat that right when you bring this, you bring this together. No, I can bring it much later. So therefore, it's not connected, so to speak. So therefore, since it's not connected, there's no pigul either. It's not considered a matir. Matir is the pshat. I guess you do it right away. But since I can do it even much later, so it's not considered right. That's machlokas hakamim and Rabbi Meir. Next case, log shel mesorah. What's the case of Mesorah? The log of oil, yeah? Okay, what does he do? He brings Shlosha Korbanot Asham, Hatat, and Olah. He brings a log Shemin. After they sprinkle the blood of the Asham, the Kohen takes the blood, sprinkles it on his ear, and all that, the thumbs, the big toe, and then he pours oil into the palm of the Kohen. He dips his finger into the oil, and he sprinkles the Bet Kodesh Kodashim Keneged 7 times. Then he puts it again on his finger, and he puts it on the toe and the ear in the same places. Okay, and puts it on his head as well. What do you do with the leftovers? The Kohanim eat it. The leftover of the oil, after he finished the whole procedure with the Metzorah, the Kohen eats the oil. He can eat the oil. So as long as you shemesh Metzorah, the Bishmon omit, in hayavim adam bishum pigul. There's no pigul on that. Why? Let's say you made pigul on the asham. Does the asham affect the oil to become pigul? Well, I guess, is the asham the material of the oil? So he says, in log hashem naseh pigul. Why? You cannot do the oil unless you do the asham. Rekom akom esuber bishu, en adam nechshav ke matir shel shemen. Why? Ta'am rabbi shum bezu shemekevat, she'efshar levit log hashem benefrad me'asham. You can bring it separately. You can bring the shemen separate from the asham. Ve'az bevaday en adam matir et hashemen. שנה בשעת עשיית האשם עדיין לא נתקדש השמן כלל. לכן גם כשאומנם מביאים את השמן יחד עם האשם, אין אדם נחשב כמתיר. ונמצא שהשמן הוא דבר שאין לו מתיר. אז זה גם יקבי בוא ספרלי. עוד פעם, the normal way you do it is do the אשם and you do the שמן. So the אשם is like it's מתיר in the שמן. So if the אשם is מתיר in the שמן, it's חייב. אין לוג השמן צריך להיות מובד דווקא יחד עם האשם. אפשר להביאו אפילו ימים רבים לאחר האשם. That's the same thing. Since you can bring it after, we don't consider it a matir. One of the rabbis say, Rabbi Meir אומר, חייבים עלה משום פיגול, שדע מהאשם מתירו. He says, I don't care. Even if you brought it later on, דע מהאשם is מתיר. Next case. בכל שיש לו מתירים. Here's the rule now. Anything that שיש לו מתירים, בין לאדם, בין למזבח, חייבים עלה משום פיגול. Kegon, Gemara is going to give examples. Ha'ola damam matirit besara la mizbeach. Right, you sprinkle the blood of the ola, it's matir to put the meat on the mizbeach. So the dam is the matir, it's matir the basar. So if you ate the basar, we hayav karet. Ve'ola le kohanim, it's also matir the skin of the animal to go to the kohanim. Ola ta'of damam matirit besara. For what? La mizbeach. Olata off, you sprinkle the blood, the meat is now mutar to go on the mizbeach. So it's matir, not only matir la'adam, even matir la'mizbeach. Hatata off, tamam matir besar l'kohanim. But hatata off, the sprinkle of blood lets the kohanim eat. That's matir of adam. Parim and israfim, muslim and israfim. Now those are hataot that they just burn outside. Daman matir et emurehem nikarev. The blood is matit to take the meat and put it on the mizbeach penimi. Good. So therefore, the blood is a matir. Rabbi Shimon omer, kol she'eno ala mizbeach ha'chitzon keshlamim en hayavim adam mishum pigul. Here's a rule. Anything that is not matir for the mizbeach ha'chitzon, there's no pigul. Nafka mina, the last case we just said. The last case we said is parim and israfim. Parim and israfim are done inside. You sprinkle the blood inside. You put the meat inside on the mizbeach, and the rest of the animal you slaughter, you burn outside. Parim and israfim. So there's no pigul in that case. Because the blood is not matiring anything to the mizbeach ha'chitzon. And since the whole source of pigul is not from korban shlamim, and shlamim is done on the mizbeach ha'chitzon, so Rabbi Shimon's rule is only on mizbeach ha'chitzon items is shayach pigul. So there will be no pigul on parim and israfim, because that's all done inside. The regular hatat meat is sprinkled inside, and the blood is sprinkled inside, and the meat goes on the mizbeach haitzon, and then the rest of the basar they take outside and they burn it. So that's nisrafim. So there's pigul on that. That's what the first the statement is. Damam matitim onim karev was it. Now, according to the Bishimon, when it comes hatat penimi, called she'eno amizbeach haitzon kishlamim, which means the ikar kapara is in the blood. That's the point. The ikar kapara here is in the blood. And since the blood is done on the mizbeach, pinning me, so that's not going to make a pigul of the korban. The only pigul will be when the ikar kapara is like the shlamim that's done on the mizbeach, ha'chitzon. Look at Rashi.
The Mishmon Aparim and Esnafim Padig. It's all like Aparim and Esnafim. Kol she'en matan damo amazach haitzon kishlamim. Right. She'en matan damo. The blood has to be on the haitzon. If the blood, which is the ikar kapara, is on the pinimi, I don't care if you're putting meat on the mizbeach haitzon. It's the blood. So on stuff that the sprinkling is inside, there's no pigul according to the Mishmon. Because the blood is the ikar kapara. And since the ikar kapara is on the inside, even though you have pigul kabanot, I'm sprinkling it, I'm not to put the meat on tomorrow. Doesn't matter, no pigul. Good? Yes, it's the blood. That's what I'm going back. It's the blood. The Mishmon Omer, Kod She'eno. Yeah, see, that's what I'm looking at. She has some words in. Kol she'en matan damo al ha-mizbeach. See that she explains it better to us.
Even in the
that's what I'm saying. He has a different gesa. The key is the matan damo. Because you're right, the meat is going on outside. So it's like shlamim. No matan damo. Okay. Amar Ula. Okay, Ula taught. Komets. Pigul. Okay, what is kumetz pigul? You take the kumetz from mashava pigul. She'ilu al gabei mizbeach. You put it on the mizbeach. Okay, so far so good. Paka pigul mimenu. What does that mean? How does that work? The mizbeach is like a mikveh. It's metahel di pigul.
How
is it on the shirayim? We'll see. The shirayim is pigul, you can't eat it. But the etzim itself, when you put it on the mizbeach, somehow the pigul goes off of it. Lagabei what nafkemina? I don't know nafkemina yet. We have to wait for the Gemara. I don't know. We have to wait for the Gemara. It was pigul. You put on the zbeya, it goes off. So say for what? What does it go off? Yes, I don't know yet. Im achirim mevi lide pigul hu atzmo lo kol shekem. He says, I'll prove it to you. If this comets can cause other parts of the minha to become pigul, doesn't it itself become pigul? Okay, Maika Amar. Okay, we needed that question. What is Ula saying? What does that mean? The pigul goes off. Which is, all I understand is kimitza makes pigul. Okay, very good. The kimitza is the pigul. What do you mean when you put it on this bed, the pigul goes off? What does that mean? Haki Kamar. Im eno mitkabel heach mevi acherim lide pigul. Which means, if you're going to tell me that the Mizbeach doesn't accept it, how can it bring other parts of the Minha, the Shirayim, to Pigul? Komets, take fruit, put it on the Mizbeach. Yeah, then the Shirayim is mutat to eat. They take a scoop, Mizbeach, put it in the Kiddush Aret, put it on the Mizbeach, and then the rest is mutar. So, who's talking? Ula's saying like this, Im eno mitkabel, if you tell me that you can't put it on the Mizbeach, how could the Akhtara make the Shirayim Pigul? And we know that Akhtara the Komets does make the Shirayim Pigul. So therefore, must be accepted on the Mizbeach. I mean, it's not Nidon Mishum Pigul. Well, which means, you did the Komets with Machshavat Pigul, to eat it tomorrow. I put it on the Mizbeach. Good. Now what? If I eat the Shirayim, what's the deen? Karet. Because there was pigul in the comments. So what's Ula's chiddush? It's got to be accepted on the Mizbeach. Not put on the Mizbeach. If it's not accepted on the Mizbeach, how can it ruin the leftovers? Ma mitkavenet a gemara b'mra shemu'ila haktarat ha-komets tavim minha lide pigul v'shi mivayeh shekarat ha-gemara u'dekach she'achat ma'avodat ha-minha, one of the services shemu'ila ben b'ashe v'pigul y'haktarat ha-komets, the haktarat itself. Okay. טענת עולה היא שלא ייתכן שבאופן זה ייחשב גם הקומץ עצמו כפסול. שאילו כן, היה נמצא שאין סימתו על האש נחשבת עבודת הכתרה כשרה. ואם אין עבודת הכתרה כשרה, אין לו שייך שפועים במחשבת פיגול. ולעל כוחנו, דין מיוחד הוא שאף הפי שמועילה משהו פיגול בהכתרת הקומץ, לפסול את המנחה, הקומץ עצמו הקרב עצמו מופגע מפסול פיגול. אחי כאמר, אם אינו מתקבל, if it was not received on the Mizbeach, האח מביא אחרים לידי פיגול. How can it bring other things to the פיגול? מן השיריים.
So he says
like this again. I'm being slow. כגון אם קמץ את הקומץ במחשבת חוץ הזמנו. אוקיי, אז פסוק לא הספיקו. And then you put it on the מזבח. אולם מלמד שבכך פקע פסול פיגול מהקומץ. Where the pigul go? It goes away. מה מתכוונת הגמרא במה שמועילה כתורת הקומץ להביא מרחה לידי פיגול? So she says, שכוונת הגמרא היא לכך שאחר מהעבודות המנחה, one of the surfaces that pigul works is the
הקטלה.
Putting it on the מזבח. כוונה is going to work over there. טענת עולה היא שלא ייתכן שבאופן זה יחשב גם הקומץ עצמו כפסול. שאילו כן, which means, if I put it on the מזבח בכוונת פיסול, it's not going to make the קומץ פיסול. שאילו כן, היה נמצא שאין זימתו על האש נחשבת עבודת הקטרת כשרה. If you tell me that when I did the קומץ, it's פסול, פסול already, so the הקטרה would not be a legitimate הקטרה. ואם אין העבודת הקטרה כשרה, הרי לא שייך שיתור במחשבת פיגוד. Meaning the הקטרה has to be a legitimate הקטרה to be considered פיגוד.
Just like the
זריקה has to be a legitimate זריקה. אלא על כוחנו דין מיוחד הוא שאף פי שמועילה מחשבת פיגוד בהקטרת הקומץ לפסולת המנחה. Right. It's פיגול to make the שיריים. But it's not פיגול to פוסל the הקטרה. עוד פעם, if you tell me that the pigul is in the Akhtara, she didn't make Akhtara. One of the services is Akhtara. So pigul b'sh'at Akhtara makes the shira in pigul. But if you tell me that when I have a pigul mashra b'akhtara, that it's not considered Akhtara, so the shira should be mutar. Ela, the pshat is... Correct, so haki, come on. Im eno mitkabel, if you tell me that the Akhtara would not be accepted, you didn't do Akhtara. So Ela the Pshat is, Pigul is posel, the Shiraim, but it's not posel itself.
This is the same thing by Dam.
The sprinkling is a sprinkling.
I'm saying we slaughter the animal, the Pigul goes on the animal. I mean, when you, like...
Right, not on the sprinkling.
Not on the sprinkling. The Dam itself in the
Kli Shem. You just said.
Same.
Correct. The Dam itself is not Pigul.
It's you're not eating it anyway.
That's the Matir. It's the Nikar. Very good. So the Chiddush is that when I do pigul on the mizbeach and I put the mincha on the mizbeach makes the shirayim pigul, but in itself is considered haktara. Because if you would tell me the pigul is posel the haktara, then I didn't do haktara.
Right.
Okay, that's all that statement. My kamashmanan. What's the nafkamina? אי דאין חייבים עליו משום פיגול תרינה. We learned it already, now משנה. אלו דברים שאין חייבים עליהם משום פיגול הקומץ והכתורת והלבונה ומרחת כהנים ומרחת כהן משיח ומרחת נסחים והדם. So the משנה told us already that you're not חייב on the קומץ, which means if his purpose was to tell me that I'm not חייב if I ate the קומץ when I put it on the מזבח במחשבת פיגול. So that I know already from our Mishnah. Which means, if the purpose of Ola was to teach me what? That the Kometz itself, if I ate, I'm not Chayav Pigul, I know that from the Mishnah. I mean, you told me like this, you told me, when you put it on the Mizbeah, it's not considered Pigul. Nafka Mina for what? If I ate it? I know that already. If I ate the Kometz, I know there's no Pigul. That's the Mishnah said. Ela, the Nafka Mina is talking about over here to teach me... The i'alu lo yirdu. Aha. That once the kumis went on the mizbeah, you don't have to take it off. Which means once it came on the mizbeah, it came on the mizbeah be pigul. Leave it on. I know that already also. Tanina. Where do we learn? Halan ba yotze ba tameh. Let's say part of the korban became pasul because it was lan outside the past overnight. Or let's say it went outside the azara. Or became tameh. Shinishchat. חוץ זמנו וחוץ למקומו and you slaughter the korban with the מחשבת חוץ זמנו וחוץ למקומו אם עלו לא ירדו. So clearly, so the Mishnah clearly says that a korban that became pasul because of חוץ זמנו and you put it on the mizbeah, you don't take it off. So that cannot be his chidush either. Okay, very good. So what was Ula's chidush when you told me that when you put it on the mizbeah it's not pigul? To teach you what? That if you ate it, you're not chayav? I know if you ate it. It's the Mishnah. To teach me that if it's on the Mizbeah, it stays on the Mizbeah? We know that already. Ela, di'im yirdu, ya'alu. Ela must be coming to tell me that if it fell off the Mizbeach, you put it back on. Well, that's a Hadush. Hanami Tirina, we know that as well. Kishem Shima'alu lo yiridu, kachim yiridu lo ya'alu. But it says clearly that just like Ima'alu lo yiridu, kachim yiridu lo ya'alu. You don't put it back on. So therefore, Olam does not teach me to put it back on, because those if it fell off, it stays off. So then what did Olam mean when he said, when you make the Haktarah bepigul, the Mizbeach takes the pigul off of it? For what nafkamina? All the Hadushim that we're trying to make, we learned them already somewhere else. So Olam made a statement. I put it on the Mizbeach, the pigul goes off. Nafkamina for what? What does that mean? The pigul goes off. So whatever we tried to say, the Hadushes, we said we learned it somewhere. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the Hadush. Lo tzericha shemashla behem ha'ur. It's talking about when you put the comments on the Mizbeach b'machshevet pigul, and the fire started to consume it. Well, that comes along and says, she'apapishim hu'alu kadashim pesulim nazvev shum yirdu, ha'adinu shelo yachzu v'ya'alu mikom mikom imashlam b'hem ha'esh, as I didn't know, if the fire consumed it already, and then it fell off the Mizbeach, you put it back on. When did we say you don't put it back on? If it fell off, if the fire didn't consume it. But if it was consumed already, and it came off since it was already consumed, put it back on. That's the Hadush of Ola. Meaning, the pigul goes off. Linyan ma, never fell off, and it was consumed already. Mashtaba ur, put it back. Gemara says, I'm sorry, we know that already also. Hanami amra ula hadazimna. Ula taught that us. The amar ula, lo shanu ela shelo mashlam be ma'ur. Aba mashlam be ma'ur ya'alu. Really. Ula says, if the ur went on it, put it back on the Mizbeach. Now the tema, I would have said like this. Hani mile ever. Dimhabar. I would have said that's only talking about a limb, which is all one piece. And therefore, if the fire got it, it's all considered connected. And therefore, if it fell off, put it back on. Abal komets de mifrat. Komets is made up of granules, of individual granules. Emalo. I would have said that maybe the part that the Mizbeach ate, but this part that the Mizbeach did not eat. Each granule is separately. So therefore, I would have said that one, even Mashlabo, maybe you don't put it back up. Because it's not Mashlabo on the other half. Hatikha, if it's Mashtabot over here, it's all connected. So it's all one piece. So if it fell off, put it back on. Mashikra, I would say by the Minha, maybe since each granule is considered separate, so Mashtabot, okay, the part that's Mashtabot, put it back. But maybe the part that's not Mashtabot, don't put it back. Kamash Malan, that we even consider Minha one entity. And therefore, if it's not Mashtabot and it falls in the Mizbeach, put it back. That's what he meant, that there's no pigul. No pigul meaning in the sense that if it fell off the Mizbeach after Mashlah Ba'ur by a Minha, put it back on the Mizbeach. Amar Abaha. Hilkach. Comes out according to this. Hai Komets. Pigul. De Palge Mechit Ara'a U Palge Aseke Amar Acha. You made pigul on the Komets. You put it on the Mizbeach, half of it fell on the floor. U Mashlah Ba'ur. And the hefta you put on the Mizbeach, the fire consumed it. Masikna lechulu lechetachila. You take the stuff that fell on the floor and you put it back on the Mizbeach. Wow. It's all considered one. That's what happened over here. You took the comets. You put half of it on the Mizbeach, the other half fell on the floor. And there's pigul over here. Okay, it's on the Mizbeach, leave it on the Mizbeach. Now Mashlah Ba'ur. Oh, Mashlah Ba'ur, even if the part of the Mizbeach fell off, you put it back on. Because Mashlah Ba'ur, the Hadush is, even the part that fell on the floor that was not Mashlah Ba'ur at all, since it's considered all one, even though it was never on the Mizbeach, it's all considered one entity. And therefore you put it back on the Mizbeach with it. That's a Hadush. Amar B'Yitzchak. Amar B'Yohanan. Hapigul. V'Notar. V'tameh, that's a piece of cordis that became tameh. She'ilan legabe mizbeach, you put it on the mizbeach, paka isul behin. Wow. So if you ate it, you're not be hayab achilat pigul, notar utameh. Once it touches the mizbeach, these items, they become tahor.
עוד פעם, הפיגור, נותר, תמה. שיעלם לגבי מזבח, פקע איסור מהן. Obviously, they fell off the mizbeach and you ate them. They don't have the issur anymore. So, which means, not that you're allowed to do it. If you did it, what, the mizbeach is a mikveh again. So it was Amar of Chazda, Mare Deche. Mare Deche means... he's telling the person that said the statement, me, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Hanan. He says, Mare Deche. The one that made the statement, mizbeach, mikveh, tahara, exactly. The mizbeach is a mikveh. Well, you put the meat on it, was tameh. Put on mizbeach. Now, if you ate it, you're not chayav anymore. Well, it was the mizbeach is a mikveh. I'm going to be zera. Shemashla ben ha'ur. Yeah. Once the fire of the mizbeach consumes it, it becomes the mizbeach's. And therefore, if the person ate it, the piece that was on the mizbeach is not chayav. Shehayavim ala chilam ve'en mizbeach osay kan tahara. Which means it's not the pshat of the mizbeach the mikveh. Once it's mashla bahen ha'ur, he says like this: kodesh pasul mishenasa lachmo shel mizbeach nasa ura'uy lachtara shafilu im shuv yered ma mizbeach zov yale. Like we learned, something is pasul. Once the mizbeach consumes it and it fell off, you put it back on. It's God's already. Once the mizbeach consumes it, it belongs to the mizbeach. Once it becomes the bread of the mizbeach, it belongs to the mizbeach. Once the mizbeach starts eating it, even if it falls off, we said, you put it back. So the Yochanan lamed shegam isur achilat kodesh goes off. Once it becomes lachmo shel mizbeach, it takes off the isur that was on it. Enso tomet shedvar tamen yet tahor. It's not the pshat of the mikveh. Ela dinei ha'isur hanovim yot tameh goes off. Then himself shedvar metaher mevanze. When the isur goes off, it's an amazing thing. Once it becomes God's food, all the isurim go off. Just like we're allowing that if the stuff went on be isur and it got consumed and it fell off, put it back. So the mizbeach also has an ability to take off the isur of it. Nafka mina, if you ate it at that point, you're not eating tameh stuff. You're not eating notar. You're not eating. Maybe there's another isu that you get for stealing or making something else. It's shaita. It was done correctly, but you're not going to get these are isu. Some of these are isu karetze. You're not going to get the isu on this. Yeah. Okay. That's the big hadush. The mizbeach koshes the item. Okay. Go one more question. Okay, guys, not allowed to eat kodesh v'istameh. Tumatu alav, pasuk says he gets karet. Mativ Rabbi Yitzhak bar Bisna. Acherim omrim. It's machlokim. What is talking about? Is it talking about where the guy's tameh or the meat's tameh? Oh. When are you going to be chayav? So acherim omrim. V'tumatu alav. The tumah's on the guy. B'mi shetumah porachat b'menu. It's talking about a tumah that can go off. Tumatu alav. It's on him now, but it can go off. Yatza basar she'en tumato purach memenu. It cannot be talking about the basar, because once the basar becomes tameh, you can't call she basar. V'im ita, hare tumah purach memenu ayde ha'ur. What do you mean? Basar can also go off. If you tell me once it goes on the mizbeah, it goes off, so basar can also get koshed. You just told me once it hits the mizbeah, it becomes ta'ur. So your whole proof was what? The pasuk that talks about tumah means the guy. Because there's a type of tumah that can be undone. Because basar can never be undone. What do you mean? Basar can't be undone. Once it's on the mizbeach and nehazaba hin ha'ur, it goes off. Good question. Amarava al yedem mikveh ka'amrina. We meant through a mikveh, not through a mizbeach. Man can become tahor through a mikveh. Food cannot. Me the mikveh ketiv? Who told you? Who said mikveh? The statement was tum'a porahat tum'a lo porahat. Who told you tum'a the mikveh? You're reading that into the braita. They didn't say anything about mikveh. Ela mar papa bebesar shlamim askinan delo hazeh lehakraba. It's talking about the basar of korban shlamim. That's not ra'ui for the mizbeh because you eat it. Which means the basar that the kohen eats from the shlamim, can it become tahor if it became tameh? No. Mikveh, no. Mizbeh, it doesn't go on the mizbeh. So therefore, when you're eating a shlamim, it's talking about where the guy became tameh.
but not the basar, because basar shlamim never touches the mizbeah, the part that's eaten. So therefore, lo sheyach tahara. Gavina amar betumato alav. This is a different answer. It says the pasuk tumato alav. B'mi shetumah porachat b'menu kishu shalem yatsa basar. Davar she'en tumato porat kishu shalem ela kishu chaser. Which means the tumato alav is mashma that the tumah can come off him when he's alav, when he's complete. Mashaken the basar, when it touches the mizbeach, the tumah will go off, but it's not complete because the ur has to start taking hold of it. So it's davka a tumah that goes off when it keeps the iron complete. But when you put the basar in the mizbeach, when does it become tahor? When the fire starts consuming it. That's not alav. That's already. So there was another answer. So if it's tafka, the guy, not the in ekrami, the basar, when it goes in the mizbeach, becomes tahor.
Right.
But not after it becomes hasir. We're talking about a taste of tahara that becomes tahor.
Okay, so the Gemara continues. Gufa. We're talking about over here the laws of a tameh, eating kodesh. The pasuk says, "Va'nefesh asher tochal basar mezevach shelamim asher la'ashem v'tumatu alav yestuman menechreta nefesh ha'im ameh." It's karet. So it says, "V'tumatu alav." The tumah is on him. V'tumah taguf akatuv medaber. Okay, so matumah taguf when it says. Ata omer b'tumah taguf. Oh, eno ela b'tumat basar. Who told you that it's tumah taguf? Maybe it's tumah basar. Maybe it means the basar is tameh. Gemara says, Ne'emar kan tumato. Ne'emar lehalan tumato bo. When I was talking about a guy going into the Beit HaMikdash, it says tumato bo. And it says, by this case of me, by eating the basar, tumato, so make this rashava. Ma lehalan betumat aguf, akatum medaber, afkan betumat aguf, akatum medaber. She said, over there's tumat aguf, so is it tumat aguf. Rabbi Yose Omer. Another reason why we know it's tumat aguf. Rabbi Yose Omer, hoil v'ne'emru kadashim b'lashon rabim, v'ne'emra tum'ah b'lashon yachid. Et tumat aguf, akatum medaber. The pasuk, when it's talking about eating the korban, it says in the pasuk, "V'hanefesh asher tochal basar mezevach hashelamim." Shelamim is plural, but when it comes to the tumah, it says "v'tumato alav" in singular. So it's not going on the meat, because if it was going on the meat, it would say "v'tumato alehim," because it used the word shelamim as plural. So "tumato alav" must be going on the guy. So it's another ra'ya that's going on the guy. Rabbi Omer, "V'achal." B'tumat aguf akatum medaber. The pasuk after this, we just quoted pasuk chaf. Pasuk chaf aleph says, "V'nefesh kitiga bechol tameh b'tumat adam o be'emar tameh o bechol sheket tameh ve'achal mebesar zevach hashelamim asher la'ashem." So it's talking about ve'achal. So just like later on, it's coming on the guy when it says ve'achal, the guy himself. So tuve b'tumat aguf akatum medaber. It's also b'tumat aguf. The Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi's Ra'ya is. Somehow he's bringing the Ra'ya from Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Rasha that we need is in Pasuk Chaf. He says, since in Pasuk Chaf Aleph it says the word Ve'achal, somehow that proves to us in Pasuk Chaf. We'll see that now. Aharim Amru, another Shita, it says, "Metumato alav. Mi shetum'a porachat memenu, yatsa basar she'en tum'a porachat memenu." But "metumato alav" is mashma, it's only but it can go off him. It's on him, but it can be poreach. Meat, once it becomes tameh, you can't tahir. So it's a type of tumah that can go away. That's tumat alam. So it must be the guy's tameh. So the guy who's tameh and eats something, it's called, he gets carried. So bottom line, that's the proof. Right.
So now the Gemara is going to bring the B's opinion. What was this fa'achal business? Amar Mor, means we're quoting a statement from the Braita, Rabbi Omer, "Ve'achal betumah taguf akatum medaber." Right? So it said in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, what's that pasuk to? "V'nefesh ki tiga bechol tameh." Touch something that's tameh. "B'tumat adam o behemat emeah o bechol shekes." That's clearly tumat adam. He touched something that's tameh. "V'achal mebesar zevach shelamim." Then he ate. He ate the korban shelamim. He ate the korban. "V'lechetah nefeshayim me'ameah." So it says, Rabbi Omer, "V'achal b'tumat aguf hakatuv medaber." Me'e mashma. Which means, how do we know from the end of the pasuk, the second pasuk, that the first pasuk is talking about tumat adam? So he says, right, let's just go slowly, let's read. הפסוק האחרון הוא, ונפש כי תיגע בכל טמא, ואחר מבשר זה מה שתמא ולחטא הנפש. אמנם, במדי מדי בפסוק זה עצור תומת הגוף, תעצ פשוט, פסוק כלל יש תומת הגוף. הקצת מוכר ממנו, שכם פסוק ראשון עוסק בתומת הגוף. Right, which is the first pasuk to be talking about tumat basar. How do you know the first pasuk is talking about tumat aguf? Because that's what we have to know. So it says, Amar Rava, kol kera de lo mefaresh le Rabbi Yitzhak bar Abudimi, any pasuk that you don't have the pshat from Rabbi Yitzhak bar Abudimi, he used to explain the pasukim very good. So he's going to say, unless you have a pshat of Rabbi Yitzhak Abudimi, you don't have anything. V'chol matnita delo mefar shala ze'iri, and any braita that you don't have the pshat from ze'iri, lo mefar sha. It's not a good interpretation. You need those two rabbis to explain. He's great in pesukim and he's great in braitot. So Gemara is going to say, Achi amar b'yitzhak bar Abudimi. That's what b'yitzhak bar Abudimi said. What? Hu'il u'patah ha'katuv. Let's talk about pasuk af'alet, the second pasuk. Bershon nekeba. It started off with nekeba. Female, because it says v'nefesh ki tiga bechol tameh ki tiga. That's I guess nekeba, right? V'siyim b'shon nekeba, and it ends because it's v'nekreta nefesh ahi. So it's nekeba, nekeba, u'shon zachar be'emsa. Right, ve'achar is in the middle. So you see the pasuk can do that sometimes. The pasuk will put nekeba, nekeba. And then a zakhar in the middle. But sometimes it does that. She is kira ketubet ha'adam b'shun zakhar. Ava pish b'shara anyanu maskiru b'shun nekeva. So once we see that example in Chaf Adif, we're going to say the same thing in Pasuk Chaf. It says like this. It says, v'tum'ato alav. Now v'tum'ato alav could be either on the meat or on the guy. Right, tumato alav. That's the suffix we have in the first pasuk. Is it on the guy or on the meat? So, tumata guf al kudu medaber. We're going to say tumata guf. Now, in that pasuk also, it puts them in nekeba. It says v'nefesh asher tochal. Starts off nefesh asher tochal, which is nekeba, and also ends off nechleta nefesh ahi. Same style. The first pasuk also starts off with nekeba, ends with nekeba. And tumato alav is in the middle, that's a zakhar. Okay, fine. Now what does that teach us? But so we just see two pesukim that have the same style. Nekeva, nekeva, zakhar in the middle. So he said like this. Kefi shuskar keval le'ayel lefi mashma'ut ha'parasha oseka ketuv zeh be'okel kodesh betumat haguf. Kodesh betumat haguf, that's what we want. Ve'lo be'okel kodesh tameh. Rashi kan merhik bedavar me'at yoter epsik. Hapasuk hakodem lazeh. We gotta go one pasuk. It's yutet. What does it say in yutet? Okay, the pasuk right before, by the way, is chaf. Chaf says, v'nefesh eshet tochal besar, bezev asfim eshet ha'shem v'tumato alav. That's zachar again. V'nekleta. And then chaf alos got the same style. Nekeva, nekeva, zachar in the middle. What does pasuk Yutet say? The one before that, it says, "V'abasar ashid yiga bechol tameh." The basar that touches tumah. Okay, that's good. V'abasar ashid yiga bechol tameh. Lo yachel. Don't eat the basar. Ba'esh yisaref. V'abasar kol tahor yochal basar. V'abasar kol tahor yochal basar. Only tahor people can eat it. Aresh shasak echetum b'tumat basar kodesh. The beginning says, "V'abasar ashid yiga bechol tameh." U'pasak mikach. It stopped about talking about the basar. That was the guy, because then it says the basar kol taor yochal basar. So the pasuk Yutet starts with the basar and goes to the guy. Me'achar sheken kishekatub memshich ve'omer miyad the pasuk chaf, which that's the pasuk we need to know. Ve'nefesh asher tochal basar ve'tumato alav. So it's going back to what we said in the last pasuk. We're talking about tumat haguf. So it says ve'nefesh asher tochal alav ve'tumato alav. Bevaday mash mashu medaber ba'ochel betumat haguf. The only reason why I would think pasuk chaf is tumat tumat basar, meshum shebitchanat pasuk musufa mitraisu leochel b'shon nekeba. Right, because I would have thought that maybe pasucha, even though the flow is much what's talking about tumat haguf, because in Yutir it says kol v'taor kol taor yuchal kodesh. It's going on the guys taor, and the next pasuk says chav is v'nefesh shetuchal basam is v'shtemir shel shetumatu alav. Sounds like it's going on the guy, but since the pasuk starts up with nekeva, so I would have thought that maybe it's going back on the basar. Maybe it's going back, it's not going on the guy. Because why did the pasuk start up in the keba and then end up in the keba, put zakha in the middle? So once I showed you the later pasuk, chafat, that there's a style like that, that it goes with zakhar in the middle, huh? So it's a style, so it's okay. So therefore I'll say that pasuk chaf is also talking about tumat aguf. He says, don't be shocked that the Torah uses such a style, the keba, zakhar, the keba, because it's used. And therefore, you shouldn't think it's talking about the basar. Ela, it's going back on tumat aguf. Fine. Atam shenu sevurim lomar. The reason why we would have thought it's talking about tumat basar, mishum shebitchilat pasuk u'bsofo mitchayes leochel person nekeva. Right. The chavra d'ochel is not nekeva. So why did you assume that? That's okay. As long as they put it in the middle, zakar. That's the ikar. Even though it's surrounded by nekeva, as we see in Pasuk Hafal, that's what Rabbi Sakbar Abudim was saying. That since in Pasuk Hafal we see such a star, so don't get nervous when you see the same star on the Kaf. It's going back to what it said in Yutet, and Yutet it said, Kobasar, Kol Taor Yochal Kodesh, and the Vukhaf is a continuation of that, and it goes to Matmat Aguv. Okay, Matnita. Now we're going to show you a side point. Ze'idi is the one that explains Braitot. We're going to show you a Braita that Ze'idi explained. That without his explanation, we didn't understand what the Braita was talking about. Matnita. Tanya. Okay, this is talking about over here by eating Kodesh, the two types of Kodesh. There's Teruma and there's Maaser Sheni. For practical purposes, Teruma is going to be considered a Humra, the Hamur, and Maaser Sheni is going to be considered the Kal. We'll see why. One's called a Humra and one's called a Kula. That's what Gemara says. And the Torah teaches us what? You can't eat both of these items with Tumat Aguf. And if you eat these two items with Tumat Aguf, you're making a Isur. Torah says, "Im ne'emru kalot, lama ne'emru hamurot? Ve'im ne'emar hamurot, lama ne'emar kalot?" Which is the Braita says, if you told me the kal one, why do you have to tell me the hamur? I mean, if you told me maaser, why do you have to tell me teruma? If you tell me teruma, why do you have to tell me maaser? Gemara explains, "Im ne'emar kalot velo hamurot." Which is, if it just would have said the law of maaser sheni that you can't eat maaser sheni betuma, hayiti omer ala kalot belav. I would have said, yeah, there's a lot to say on eating maaser sheni betumat aguf ala hamurot b'mita. But I would have thought that maybe teruma is worse. Maybe teruma you get mita b'de shamayim. Lekach ne'emar hamurot. That's why I have to say hamurot to come and tell me that you only get malkut just like the maaser sheni. V'im ne'emar hamurot v'nemar kalot. The reverse. If you just would have told me the hamurot not the kalot, hayiti omer ala hamurot yeh hayav malkut v'ala kalot nothing. Yeh patur. Negamle. Lachen ne'emar kalot. If I had to say maaser sheni to teach you that you get malkut bechlal, I had to tell me teruma. Don't think you get mitan teruma if you eat it betumat aguf. Only you get. They get malkut. Both of them are unneeded, the kalot and the hamurot. Now the Gemara says, my kalot or my hamurot. I explained to you already what it is. But the Gemara is going to go through. Well, my kalot or my hamurot. So the Gemara gives the first version. Ilema kalot ma'aser hamurot teruma. Like I explained it to you, that the kalot is the ma'aser sheni and the teruma is the hamurot. Gemara is going to say, impossible to explain the braita like that. For a few reasons. Number one, hayiti omer b'mita. That's the nami b'mita. So what do you mean? I would have thought that teruma is mita. It is mita. If somebody eats teruma b'tumat aguf, it is mita b'deshamayim. So it's not a hava mina. He said, oh, if it wouldn't have said teruma, I would have thought teruma is chayav b'deshamayim. But indeed it is chayav b'deshamayim. So what are you talking about? Not only that, v'ilon b'tu. And furthermore, v'ilon ne'emar, hayiti omer b'mita, dayon eba menadin, liyot kenidon. Here's another question. You told me that what? If it wouldn't have said Tiruma, I would have said that Ma'asir Sheni is Malkut, and I would have said Tiruma is Mitab de Shamayim. What happened to the law of Dayo? Dayo le Baman Adin, the Yot Kenidon. You can't be more than what's written explicitly. Ma'asir Sheni is Malkut. How could you learn Tiruma is more? Well, Tiruma is Hamura. Yeah, but we have a law that when you make a Kama Homad, you can't learn more than where you're learning from. Right. And therefore, this doesn't make sense the way you were saying it, Gemara. You're saying, oh, and if it just would have said Maaser and didn't say Teruma, it would have said Maaser is Malkut, and Teruma is Mitabi de Shamayim. I mean, Dayon Leva Menadin. When you're making a Kavah Homan, you cannot make it more than the source. So therefore,
only had my say, you're saying you can't.
You can't make a cup of chametz make it better.
Make it shaker. Right.
You can learn it as is. Now you're about it. So therefore, the way you learned till now is no good. So the Gemara has to revamp. So we learned kalot and hamurot wrong. It's not tiruman maser. Ela, what is it? Ela kalot tumat shiritz. Hamurot tumat med. It's not talking about the item itself, of course. It's talking about the type of tum'ah, exactly. Tum'ah shiritz can be considered tum'ah kala, and tum'ah med can be considered tum'ah of hamura. Oh, so now, and we're not discussing what types of item they're eating now. Now the bright will make sense. Let's see. Ubimai, but what is he eating? Now that we discussed two types of tumot, what is he eating? What types of kodesh? Ubimai, ibitruma. Well, if you tell me it's teruma that he's eating, idi v'idi, ubimita. Well, they're both equal. That when you eat teruma, whether you have tumat sheretz on you, whether you have tumat met on you, there's mita. So that cannot be the brighter, because the brighter saying you're only going to get malkut. So it cannot be tumat eating teruma. V'tu lekach ne'emru hamurot. Oh, so therefore, I have to tell me hamurot, they're going to get a lav. Now, ha b'mitai. Right, if you tell me it's teruma, it's not a lav. It is indeed mita. So therefore, it's not mita, it's malkut. It's mita, it's not malkut. So therefore, you cannot be talking about, hamurot is not, I'm sorry, the type of kodesh that we're talking about is not teruma. Oh, v'i b'achilat ma'aser. We must be talking about achilat ma'aser. Now, that's not going to work either. Im lo ne'emru hamurot, hayiti omer ala hamurot b'mita. Which means, if it wouldn't have said the hamurot, so what would I have said? The hamurot is mita. Which what are we learning now? We're learning hamurot is the tumat met, and kalot is tumat sheretz, and we're talking about eating ma'aser. Right? So Gemara says, doesn't make sense to Braita. Because what did the Braita say? Im lo ne'emru hamurot, if it wouldn't have said hamurot, hayiti omer al hamurot b'mita. The Gemara says ham tumat sheretz katya. Back to the same question. I would learn it from where? From the kala. What's the kala? Tumat sheretz. Tumat sheretz is malkut. How can I upgrade from malkut to say mita? You have the same question of dayo. If it didn't say hamurot, I would have said if on sheretz you get malkut, certainly on meat, on tumat med, certainly you're going to get hayuv mita. Why? Dayo lebam radin. He can't learn from sheretz, which is tumat kala, to make hamura hayav mita. The law of dayo would kick in, so that version doesn't apply. So we're still stuck until Zaidi comes along. This is just the baita. Here's where Zaidi comes along. Amar Zaidi. Zaidi comes along and says, kalot tumat sheretz, hamurot tumat met. So far, same thing we just said.
Right,
wait, he's going to explain now. The haki kama, this is the way you have to explain it. Ilu ne'emar tumat sheretz, v'ne'emar ma'aser utruma. Oh, you're throwing everything in the pot. If it were to teach us, v'ne turat tumat sheretz, and it were to teach us about the law of a guy who has tumat sheretz on him, eating ma'aser and teruma. So I would have said what? That ma'aser and teruma.
Yeah.
No, not having to. It's a law. Meaning it's a law of ta'aser. If we would have just written that, I would have said this is considered a law of ta'aser. And I would have said. Meaning I would have said.
No, it would be, you know.
Haytam lamed adin ba'achilat ma'aser shli ba'achilat teruma. Dainu shema'aser shli hayavim malkut u'betruma hayavim mita.
Right.
I would have said, if it just would have told me the law of sheretz, the kala alone. Now, in sheretz, split what he ate.
Right.
Did he eat ma'aser or did he eat teruma? If it would have just told me the kala, I would have said, ma'aser is malkut and teruma is mita. Ve'lo ne'emra tumat met, and it didn't say tumat met. Hayiti omer, kalot, ala kalot, belav, v'ala hamurot, b'mita. I would have said like this. Legabe, let's say, achila b'tumat sheretz akala. Ala kalot belav, which means if you're telling me when you have tumat sheretz, kal is a lav, meaning ma'aser is a lav, v'ala hamurot and terumaz b'mita. That's fact. Umidikalot ala hamurot b'mita. If you're telling me that in the kalot, meaning on sheretz, legabe tumat sheretz legabe teruma is mita, I would have said the following kada homer. I would have said hamurot name ala kalot b'mita.
then I would have said by the hamura, by tumat met, you'll be hayav mita even on maaser. Meaning, because those are two equations. Which means, whenever you have the two equations, no matter what way. Which means, if I have by the tumat kala, which is sheretz, eating the hamura, tiruma, that you're going to tell me mita. So by the hamura, tumat met, by the kala, which is maaser, I should also be chayav mita. That's what I would have said. So Gemara says, "Kach ne'emar." That's why it said hamurot. That's what has to say the hamurot to come and tell you that no, that maaser you're always going to be hayav balav even by tumat met. Because you were to by tumat met, the kala is even. So that's why the kach ne'emar hamurot to come and teach me that what that feel betumazu meaning tumah hamura and hayav alachilat maaser sheni ela malkut tumat met. No, and sheretz as well.
So both.
Which means tiruma is chayav mita, but I would have thought that if by the kala
of tumat met,
kala of sheretz, that if tumat sheretz and he ate tiruma is chayav mita, so I would have then said that by the tuma hamura met of sheretz, now eating sheretz. Tuma hamura, which is tumat mita, eating maaser, I would have said. You also have mita. That's the point.
To
me, you also have mita.
Right.
So you have exactly the way Zaini explains it. You have the dayo issues, and you don't have a mistake in the laws because Tiruma will be chayav mita. That was always the Gemara's question. But Tiruma is chayav mita. And there's no dayo issues over here because we're not going up. We're not trying to say. We're just trying to keep it equal. Tiruma is chayav mita, so we want to make it chayav mita over here. Right. That's what I had to write it to come and tell me only tiruma is chayav mita, but not a maaser. Okay, Baruch Hashem.